Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Gentlemen, right here from the studios at Jackalope Radio, high above the city in the beautiful Berry View Castle, here he is, the Mighty Griffin, his co-host, Tim McClaws, who has the claws and jaws, right here live in the studio. The midgets are at the door. Take it, Griff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome again once.
What the hell was that?
I got the fuckered energy up.
I got the energy and you got the
day. I'm fuckering it up.
Hey, everybody. I'm
trying to get my shit situated here.
Well, god dang
it.
Sons
of bitches.
He should have had that done. Did you hear that energetic opening? And what does he do?
Thank you. Now, today we're going to talk about planting seeds in the garden.
Whose balls are these? They're so sweaty.
These are my sweaty balls.
Are these sheer toothy muffins?
No, they're my chewy sweaty balls.
These are some nice days here to plant our seed.
Today at the lithium hour. Does anybody else have problems?
If you have problems with your balls, please call in. Our phone number is 1-888-432-BALLS.
All right, Griff, now can you handle your intro now? Have you got your crap together? God, you no-talent bastard.
That's it. We're done.
Burn it down.
Jesus.
Burn it down.
Golly, we're all good, Tim, until Griff starts eating the microphone.
That's right, baby.
Get out of here, Griff. You made me sick.
Let's do this.
What's zapping like that?
Gotta juggle.
Tossle and turn. Those of you that were expecting the new horror movie releases
are just shit out of fucking luck.
Son of a bitch, would you find a damn level in the Mighty Griff?
Hey, everybody. We are back live tonight. Last week, we had a guest join us, Mr. J.D. Ferguson. And tonight, we have no guest, or actually, we were supposed to have a guest, but that guest could unfortunately not make it tonight, so we're going to push him back until next week. Tim, did you watch any movies?
Fuck yes, I did. Hundreds. Thousands.
That means three.
And I got through three quarters of them. But the only one that really matters was the one on TV.
Yeah, let's start off with that.
Let's do
The Walking Dead.
Beautiful.
You know what? Do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I do.
I need it because I didn't get to see it.
Are you shitting me? What the fuck
you
were gotta
you
doing
go stand
on
in
Halloween?
The corner.
Dude, first of all, let me
Two
explain
weeks,
something.
I
when
preached.
You're a dad, you don't get to watch shit on Halloween.
I took my kids
when you're
out
a dad,
at 11.
You can watch anything you want.
I took my kids
on
out at 11 a.m. to make sure I was home to watch that fucking thing.
Yes, I can get you a copy of The Walking Dead.
I thought you might have one, yeah.
Can I get one?
Anyway.
Really?
They did Fabulous. A phenomenal job.
I've heard that, yeah.
Special effects.
That ending was unreal. The part where he...
No, we're not going to give you any spoilers for those people that haven't seen
Why
it.
Why not? Fuck them.
But
they missed out. That was their problem.
But I do have to say that the special effects, the zombie makeup is top-notch. Greg Nicotero,
the horse
that I've read, had a hand in it, which is just mind-blowing, the stuff that he done, like he has done in the past. But I just feel for Romero. I mean, it's just, you can tell that the last couple of Romero films are definitely hurting without the with the presence of Nicotero behind the brushes and the paints and stuff.
But he has his new friend C. And his buddy G.I.
Well, I ain't getting the job done.
They need to fire them fucking ass.
Well, let's go back even further than that. What about the script?
What about Tokyo? What about Tokyo Zombie?
That sucked.
See?
What was it?
Tokyo Zombie.
I kind of liked it, though, for what it was.
It's a weird afro.
But, I mean, you can only take it in so many directions. I mean, even in The Walking Dead, it's still got the 28 days later set up, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the only thing you're going to look for it is the gore anyway. And the zombie makeup. I mean, you're not going to be enthralled by storyline, you know, or character development or any of that other shit. It's just a typical zombie film. I mean, I like zombie films. Don't get me wrong. I know what to expect when I see one. And sometimes, yeah, you do get, you know, something that's somewhat original, but they usually end up taking the same path as they all do eventually.
No, you know, honestly, look at Night of the Creeps. During, for its time, that's a pretty damn original take on zombie movies. Right. Mm-hmm. There's a few good ideas still out there. But I mean, yeah,
few and far between. But usually they veer off into that same pathway of...
Demons. There was a good... Even though they were demons, they were still cool. Evil Dead. Even though they were demons, still cool.
But there was... The thing that made The Walking Dead refreshing was the stuff that they put in that you wasn't expecting to see. Like, when I watched it, I was sitting there, I was like, oh my God, they just showed that, and it's on television, you know? Or, wow, they crossed that bridge, you know? There's a taboo in there. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know you'll know what it is when you see it. But there was always kind of a hidden taboo that you didn't cross in horror films for the longest time, and now as the time's gone by, I've noticed that it's kind of, the wall has fallen.
Oh, yeah?
You know? So,
anal butt sex with a zombie.
Zombie
butt sex.
The zombie anal.
But
it's been done on TV.
Out of everything that I watched this week, you know, it was definitely The Walking Dead was far and beyond above everything else, you know. I sat through Predators.
See, I haven't seen that yet.
I liked it. I fell asleep through Predators.
I think it's a great movie. What's wrong with you?
It's okay.
I saw it in the theater twice.
But it's got Trejo in it, right?
It's a great... It's
only
yeah.
for 15, 20 minutes.
He dies?
Well, the thing about the movie is, look, everyone complains about everything, but let's be honest. AVP, the first one, I could tolerate at least the unrated version, you know? The PG-13 version was awful, but at least in the unrated version they put some...
The first one? See, that first one, I was so pissed off. I think I got
I was too, but then when I saw
when
it unrated, I kind of liked it.
When the tags along with him, come on. Who's
that was weird.
That was awful. Well, and awful.
But the one to reference...
The second one
to
was great.
I hated the second one because I couldn't see anything.
Huh?
It was like horrible.
The scene with the pregnant gal was worth the price of admission.
I could not even see it.
Oh,
I could not see that
the
movie.
The only thing that I kind of liked in Predators is that they referenced the first Predator movie.
Right.
You know, which I was cool. But they totally went over
But I'm
Predators
one of the people that liked Predators, too. I thought it was great. I thought it was a fun movie. But, I think people are expecting too much. You're supposed to go and eat popcorn and be entertained for a friggin' hour. You know, that's what it did for me.
Well,
what
I'm
did
just,
you expect?
I'm
you want that
saying,
somebody to come out and dance
I'm
for you?
I'm just saying I fell asleep watching. I'm not saying it's not going to make
you know
good
why?
Filler
because
material.
It didn't have any midgets blowing anybody. That's why you fell asleep.
Hey, I like midgets blowing people.
I know you
that's
do. And that's exactly why you... But the Predator, I thought, honestly, guys, now, Tim, in your defense, it may have been a decent movie, but I saw it at the theater and it was so freaking dark and it was shot shaky cam. Every time there was action in that movie, they zoomed in to the point where I couldn't tell if an alien was attacking or a predator was attacking
or
what was going on.
I watched some bootleg copy online, so I don't
that's
know.
Probably better. It was god awful.
I think they cleaned it up.
I mean, I'm not going to not buy it. I mean, I'll wait for it to become used, which I know it'll be used
right,
know,
in about
in
a week
in the $5 bin anyway. But another
did that do well in the theaters or did it just kind
yeah
of
it did
away?
Okay it did yeah. okay it, I mean but the thing was people were expecting it's like everyone who was mean to the three Star Wars the prequels what the hell did these people want I mean really you have to understand as a filmmaker what Rodriguez did was he got together with the guy that did Vacancy and they decided let's take this back to the roots let's put him back in a jungle and give him a purpose and I thought okay it was a neat idea to have a prison planet
right.
It was a neat idea to have it. You know, these guys are being hunted. It was a good idea to have, like, it's kind of like the Most Dangerous Game. But it was a cool, the Predators themselves were great.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys were cool looking.
Now, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I wanted to see it in the theater and didn't get a chance.
Didn't you like the way they looked? They did such a good job.
I'm not saying it's a horrible film.
You're saying you were bored.
What's wrong with
it? I'm just saying there was parts that I fell asleep. I fall asleep during all kinds of movies. Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Except for the anal midget movies. Yes. Those are, you know.
Well, it's because I'm usually busy while I'm watching the anal midget movie.
Well, one movie that we both did not fall asleep during and we chuckled and loved was
Manitou.
Fucking Tony Curtis. Midgets.
Tony Curtis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tony Curtis and?
Greatest movie. If you've never seen it, go see it.
Find it. Tony Curtis and?
The midget. That's all that fucking matters.
Burgess
Meredith.
And Tony Curtis. As a tarot card reader. But, you know.
The Manitou? It's a classic. I saw it at the drive-in, man.
How can you be scared of a demonic Native American witch doctor who's 3 foot tall?
Well, you can't, but the point was, it was just the idea that it was kind of cool. It was original.
He turned into that fucking crocodile creepy ghost looking thing. It bit the doctor's hand.
Yeah, but that was a fucking guy in a lizard suit.
Well, it was still cool. It was out of me.
I liked it.
Scared like a child.
The one shepherd eye.
I crawled underneath the couch cushion.
A midget in a rubber Indian suit.
You know what? It took a lot less to scare a bastard back in 1976, okay?
It was good. I enjoyed it. Actually, I watched
midgets
it and I called
Midgets weren't so prevalent back then, them days.
I was sitting there trying to figure out what a Manitou was. I always heard it as Manitou.
I'm from Oregon.
It's like camel toe, Manitou.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
Manitou.
Yeah.
Venom says it Manitou.
Yeah, that's right.
Venom. Who does?
Venom.
Well, what the hell does that
mean?
They're British, though.
I was going to go, hold on, man. Look at the other things they say that isn't quite right.
Anyway, I watched it first. I called Tim. I said, dude, you got to see this movie.
I loved it.
Well, that's a good thing.
But movie that I highly recommend everybody to stay far, far fucking away from is The Rig, starring William Forsythe. Stink-a-rama. This movie is bad. Anchor Bay. You've done some good stuff in the past, but this one...
You done screwed it up, Anchor Bay!
This one's going to level the toilet, I'm telling you.
Blue Chunks!
This is bad.
Forsythe still thinks he's a sheriff.
This is a bad oil rig movie.
Well, let's just stop right there.
It's
a fucking movie about an oil rig.
Basically, they're like...
Seagal did it. It was good.
Sea creature things running around killing... people on an oil rig.
That's going to be the coast in about 2 years.
It already is. Yeah, I think, it's happening.
Nothing synced up in the movie. It was bad. Supposed to be this major hurricane-type storm moving through, but every time they went outside onto the actual platforms, there was no rain, no wind. they supposedly lost all communications, but yet every time they went into the control room, the computer monitors were on. It didn't quite match up too well, so I quickly took it out and tossed it aside. I did watch one movie, not really a movie per se, kind of a collection of trailers.
Commercial.
Mad Ron's Previews from Hell.
I love that thing.
That is good.
That was from when video was new. That was the first real trailer compilation.
And that's one thing I want to say. Anybody that's listening that might want to check this out, if you get it, basically what it is, it's the VHS put on the DVD. And, you know, there's some parts of it, the quality's kind of iffy. It's kind of gets blurry in sections.
It came off of a 3/4 inch or something, yeah.
And,
still better than VHS, but not great.
Right, but it had some funny moments in it. It was kind of the VHS attempt of a trailer compilation. I mean, but funny and original. And they had some good trailers. You know, they had some typical trailers, but then they had stuff like I Drink Your Blood.
Yeah, they had that.
They had some oddball.
I
Just Remember Mama. Some oddball trailers, but then again, they had your typical trailer fare like some of the other collections. Ended up watching Dark Knight of the Scarecrow again for like the third time.
That's awesome.
I can't get enough of that movie. That movie is just gorgeous. And
he wants to marry that movie, Tim.
I was close.
I want to have that movie. I want to have that movie's babies and have little bitty copies. I took Bubba's. Your advice and Only I tracked down Jr. a tracked down a copy of Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl.
And you loved it, didn't
that
you?
That movie was awesome. I cried.
I bet you did.
It was brilliant. And
Well, what was the other one that was in that? The Robo Geisha?
It comes out next week.
It comes out November 16th.
See, I watched that online somewhere. I found a copy of it online. That was great.
But they also have the Mutant Girl Squad.
When is that coming out?
I couldn't find a date for it. But
I know it's available over there.
Right.
And that's all the same.
Yeah. You can order them. You got a Blu-ray player. Order it from Japan.
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you did. It's cheaper, and you can play them all in America. Yeah.
But any, just get Frankenstein or Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl.
It's fun.
Next week, get Robo Geisha. Go out and get Machine Girl. Go out and get Tokyo Gore Police. Yes. And then mark your calendar for the Mutant Girl Squad. I don't have a release date for it, but just keep checking the internet.
Really good things. I wonder why it's taking them so
and
long.
I mean, if you get a kick out of Tokyo Gore Police, I mean, all five films are just completely over the top. Crazy blood sprays. Very, very entertaining. My last viewing flick for the week was Doghouse.
Great movie. Oh,
yeah. And it has finally gotten its domestic release, I guess.
I want it on Blu-ray. I like it as a DVD.
It's been out, I guess, for a while over
We
there.
Found that. How long ago did we...
We was watching it about a year ago.
A year.
And, well, that's because it takes forever to get anything with any
that was
ingenuity.
Great.
But, again, it's a zombie flick, but it's a different take on the zombie genre.
It is funny.
It's the most terrifying take.
But
all fucking women? Come on.
Basically, it's just a small, village in England.
All women zombies.
Where
makes
where,
PMS look very tame.
Where the government has spawned a new ultra weapon.
Estrogen weapon.
By making all of the women fierce towards the men and wanting to kill them. A group of guys all out on a buddy vacation for the weekend happened to ponder across this menacing horde as they hang out at one of their buddies' grandmother's house.
A cottage.
It had some great gags. I mean, really, it was the most entertaining movie I've seen in years.
It was a horror film, but it had some funny parts in it, but it also had good special effects.
It was talent, man. But you know what? I liked Evil Aliens, too. I like this guy, Jake West.
Right.
You think he's a talent? Hey, guess what I picked up tonight? The new Neil Marshall, man. Descent, Dog Soldiers. I got his new flick. All you right. seen that out there? Uh-huh. It's a Middle Ages
flick. The Centurion?
Flick. Yeah, it's out.
It's out already?
Walmart's got it on DVD for $15 right over here.
What is it
it's
called?
It's not getting a theater release?
Not in this country. Jesus. Say thanks.
Fuck.
Well, he was
AMC.
Supposed to do Dog Soldiers 2, and supposedly they pulled the plug on it.
I think he's producing it now, but someone else is...
They did get the green light to go ahead and do it?
I think so,
because I knew he'd gotten the green light at one time, like not too long after Dog Soldiers came out.
Dog Soldiers? Oh, man, that was great.
I love The Descent. I love the sequel to The Descent. Everyone was mean to it, and Pete hated it because people were throwing poop, but I liked The Descent.
No, that was great. Down there in the shit pool.
Part two, if you can overlook some of the plot situation, because I thought it was kind of weird, some of the stuff, but overall...
The 80-year-old sheriff crawling down in the crawl space.
You know who that 80-year-old sheriff
that's
was?
That's Wing, isn't it?
No.
Who is it?
That's the badass motherfucker from Death Wish 3.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Meet him up in Southern Belmont. He's going to kill a little lady just
that's
for you.
Right.
Catch it
that's
on the 5
right.
o'clock news.
That's
you
right.
Know, you know what's great, though, is the fact that they even though they had to figure out a way to get her back in the hole, and that would never happen, and the other chick would probably still not be alive.
Straight out of the hospital
right.
bed.
You have to kind of overlook that, but overall, that movie was good. That movie was claustrophobic. It was more violent than the first one. It was good.
Yeah. And that's me. That's one of my big things is claustrophobic, man. I
guess to you, huh?
And the way they filmed that was just brilliant.
Weenie.
When that fucking... Oh, yeah.
I'm too fat to be claustrophobic, so I know I'm not going to fit in any tight spots anyway.
I'm too fat to Sperblanca. Sperblanken. How do you say
Sperblanca?
Sperblanken?
Sperblanken?
Spermblanken? Spermblanken?
Are you trying to say spelunking?
I think he's trying to say turducken.
Turducken?
Turducken.
No, I know how to say that, motherfucker. I got one order of them.
Oh, hell.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, if you see Doghouse on Blu-ray, man, I'm serious. Even if you have to order it. I tried to order it. They told me it wasn't available.
I called Hastings, and they said that it was on the truck on its way to the store.
Doghouse?
In the truck.
Yes.
And the truck
That's what I told you today
there.
On the phone.
No,
when
you
I
didn't.
Talk,
did
yes,
you?
I did. I said, check for Doghouse. It's
it wasn't
to be
there.
Coming out.
And the truck
well,
never
didn't
got
come
there.
In today.
Sons of bitches.
I'll be going by there
tomorrow. Hijacked by
their please, please.
It was hijacked by right-wing terrorists.
Right-wing midgets.
Did you buy your copy of The Terror Within in Dead Space?
No.
Why not?
I couldn't find it. I couldn't find that. They didn't even have Barbarian Queen listed in the computer.
Bullshit.
It's not listed under... Barbarian Queen's not first. And it won't ever
I tried
up.
To come up with Warrior and the Sorceress, and it wouldn't come up either.
Well, it's out.
They came up with an out-of-print version.
The Warrior and the Sorceress was supposed to have been out October 19th.
Did you see the new Conan movie's going to be in 3D?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's not shot that way. So
that little chicken neck fucking jack-off they got playing Conan.
Damn. Please. Don't hold back, Tim.
That guy is an ass-fucking clown.
But anyway, I did pick up The Terror Within in Dead Space that was released this last Tuesday on Shout Factory, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. Also being released in November. It's not a big list by any means. The December list is a little bit bigger, but of course you have the holiday season. So a little bit more, some more titles will be dropping around December. And then again, there's always titles released at the last moment that sometimes don't make the list. But we have Death of a Snowman by Synops. Lorna the Exorcist by Mondo Macabro.
When's that supposed to be out?
I think it's the second. It'll be this Tuesday.
I've been wanting that one.
Supposed to drop. Of course, this past Tuesday, Not of This Earth with the Tracy Lords. This is the 88.
Hey, try finding that. Did you see that anywhere?
Was it up there?
No.
Did you look for it?
I looked for all the Shout Factory stuff. There's nothing there.
Right wing.
What the hell are they doing?
Right wing. Did you look at the new release section?
Yeah, there's like the new releases this week are all the new releases from last week. They didn't have any new stuff.
eBay.
Okay. Your Rivals is supposed to come out.
I got you your movie. It's on hold for you up there.
Okay.
The Redeemer. Oh, I didn't have enough to get them both, so I put it on hold for you under your name Griff, not under Griffin. But, all right. Yeah.
I'll pick it up tomorrow.
And they call him $12.99. Just $12.99.
They call him Fanny Pack up there at Hastings.
They call me Fanny.
Call me Fanny Pack.
And we're back. All right, and then a movie, The Visitor.
It's there.
Okay, The Visitor, the 30th anniversary edition, also from.
Can someone tell me what the hell that movie is?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Is that the one with Flea?
No.
That's Dudes.
No, he was in one with about the aliens get trapped in the house.
I don't know.
Q Visitor.
But anyway, The Visitor, Rivals, is both Code Red. Like I said, I imagine all the Code Red stuff's going to be dropping pretty frequently since they're rumored that they're supposed to be out of business sometime in 2011.
I'm hoping that they aren't. I'm hoping they can find a way to get through it. Damn you, Scavolini!
Maybe the government will bail them out, too.
But that's about it I have on the news. If anything else comes up next week, I'll make a note of it and pass the information along. But, Tim, I noticed you got some notes this week. What do we have?
Food of the Gods 2.
Null?
Shit.
No. Good.
Shit.
When he's nailing that chick on the table...
The big giant kid that tells him to get the fuck out. 5 seconds, the rest of the movie's shit.
What about when he's nailing the chick on the table and he gets big and he sticks to her and he's standing straight up and she's sticking straight out? That's awesome. No. That's brilliant. It's not as good as the first one.
Why didn't they change it? I mean, I understand why they called it that, but why do they even got to romp it in?
It was actually called
Null. That first one was one of the greatest fucking movies ever.
Well, you can't capture lightning twice.
Giant cocks fighting around in their barn.
Everybody likes giant cocks. Everybody likes a good cockfight.
Cockfights. Just give me one giant cock and the second one, and we can call it good.
Jeez.
A whole lot of cock and so little time.
What I did find that I got to find the full length, a flick called Stage Fright.
I've got it.
Michele Sovi?
With the big Italian? Owl? With the killer owl?
Yeah,
I got it. It was a European Eurotrash collection deal.
Is that what it was from? Right.
Yeah,
it's been released like three times, I think.
Yeah.
Blue Underground.
Actually,
Anchor Bay first, then Anchor Bay again, then Blue Underground.
Yeah, but Something Weird did it too.
Oh, did they? They released it too? That was back before it was legal, I think.
And then they also paired it up. They had it in a box set with Frightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
With the crazy mom and dad that lived in the little English village. It was the cannibals, and the daughter was feeding the parents.
Is this as good as Mom and Dad?
No. Frightmare, it always, or not Frightmare, but Stage Fright always kind of reminded me of the Flesh and Blood show. Kind of a theatrical theater group, killer amongst the theater troupe type of thing. It all took place in the fucking theater, and it's all right. I mean, it's not as good as, was it Blood Freak? With the big crazy fucking LSD freaked out turkey running around killing people. Wasn't that the movie? That I think Something Weird did
Blood
that
Freak?
One too. Blood Freak. Had the big crazy the LSD turkey, the turkey that was on dope or whatever, kept running around killing people. The big turkey head.
Thanks, killing.
No. That's a big rubber turkey that looks like Triumph the Angry Comic Dog.
Need to stick a cigar in his mouth. Stage fright's
pretty good. It's got the guy that wears a big fucking white owl outfit flopping around, losing feathers all over the place.
Without warning.
I've got it. It's a DVD-R, but it's the only way you're going to find it.
Flopping rubber starfish with big giant teeth.
That was actually a tribute to, what was the name of that movie? 1950s, not Invasion of the, wasn't Invasion of the Saucer Men. It was, maybe it was Invasion of the Saucer Men, because they had some big flying starfish looking thing.
Rubber stuccos.
Yeah. Look no, like, it wasn't Invasion of the Saucer Men, because they went around sticking people with
possessed pocket pals.
Syringes on their fingers. What was the name of that 50s sci-fi movie that had the big, like, rubber starfish thing that would, like, fly around and get on your neck? And
you're talking about the Invasion of the Star People, right?
No.
Is that it? It's got the star things.
Invasion of the Saucer People, and then there was another sci-fi.
I think it's the Star Creatures or something like that. Oh. Invasion of the Star Creatures, something like that.
Can't
it's got these two military dudes or cops or whatever at the beginning walking around, and one of them gets hit by one of the star things.
Kind
of
looks like a flying stingray. Yeah. Yeah. I've got it.
It's not the one that you're... It's not...
Invasion of the Saucer Men are the big bulbous...
Right. This is like... The Invasion of Star Creatures has stars. Now, if you're talking about something that looks like a flying pizza with teeth, that's that... They Came Without Warning movie.
Right, that's what he's talking about. But I was saying
Clark.
It's
not out on DVD anywhere.
That the thing that he throws actually kind of looks like the flying stingray thing from that 50s sci-fi movie. But yeah, I've got it on DVD-R. That's the only way you're going to find it. And it's not a... I mean, unless you can find a better copy, but the one I've got's pretty dark. But yeah, it's not... And that's actually one of those movies that's actually been requested many a times that are now...
Well, I've only seen clips from it, and it looks great.
But
hold on now. What are you guys... I'm looking it up right now.
Without Warning?
Without Warning's great. I saw it at the drive-in. It was a great movie. Why that movie... Other Graydon Clark movies that are lesser movies are on DVD. Why that movie isn't on DVD, I'll never know. You can find bootlegs of it everywhere.
Right. That's what I said. I have it on DVD-R.
Right.
Bought a boot from, you know, one of the shows that I went to, but only because it's not available on DVD.
It's available overseas, which is crazy. They've got a deluxe, you know, they got a really nice version over there.
Well, you know, the Japanese would be all over that movie.
You know, do they have it on Blu-ray, you said?
I don't know. They probably do.
I don't know. I know it's on DVD out there. They
have a parade for it every year.
Is it just a straight European release, or is it an Asian market release?
Both, you know, it's out in all the markets, but here, I think. Hmm. Yeah, it's Invasion of the Star Creatures, I think, is the one you're talking about. I might be wrong. It's on a double bill with Invasion of the Bee Girls.
It might be. I don't know. It's been a while since I pulled it. It was on VHS anyway. When the last time I seen any of that, so it's pretty foggy right now, my memory on anything VHS.
Something I did see a tidbit on was that a Serbian film. We know the Serbian film.
Oh yeah.
Did you see it got picked up by Invincible?
No.
It's getting a theater release. But they're doing a R-rated version of it.
Oh, that's even worse. It's cut, and it's not that I'd want to see it in the first place, but the fact that it's an R-rated
worse. They're gonna show it on Showtime.
Why would you make an R-rated version but show it on cable?
They're going to release the uncut version of it, which they
said after they remake it with the American cast. Which they
said the uncut version's like 4 minutes longer.
Can you give us a rundown on what it's about? Is it just about Serbia?
Oh, you don't know anything about a Serbian film?
No.
It's the old washed-up porno star, the guy. And I think one of his family members gets sick, and one of his old colleagues calls him up to be in this film, but they don't know anything about what he's going to be doing. And he's going to pay him like $1 million, I think, to be in this film. And then shit hits the fan.
All hell breaks loose.
Shit hits the fan.
Nice.
So...
Is it anything like Taxidermia?
It's supposed to be pretty fucking warped.
Because I still have a hard time trying to line out Taxidermia.
Well, Taxidermia got
that sound got off just with a
kick
about,
in the pants in about 30 seconds. About
four different directions. By
when
the
you got flaming Roman candle wieners within the first 2 minutes.
And then you got the...
Where do you go from there?
The Pukorama Eat Fest and...
bacon.
The fucking meat pile hump. And
the bacon.
And then the tax
wheelbarrow.
The gut eating your dad's guts cat scene was pretty immense.
Seen a trailer for the new Martyrs director, that tall man. Looks like it's going to be pretty decent. Kind of a mix between heebie-jeebies and...
Jeepers
creepers without the sausage fest.
It's a wintacular.
Put your shirt back on, Billy.
Oh, damn, Billy.
That's just frightening.
Hey, we did have a winner from last week's contest, if anybody was listening. Mr. Josh Hadley of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin.
Fuck yeah, Josh.
Won a copy of Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. And I sent that out Monday to you, Mr. Hadley. So I'm sure you've gotten it by the time you're hearing this. So you've probably watched it two or three times.
Yay.
Did you ever see Warning from Space with the star-shaped guys that were, it was Japanese? Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. You're talking about star-shaped.
Yeah, you can critters. You can pick that up anywhere. That was used to a couple years ago. That was all over the place.
Why the hell did you order the worst possible version? Which one was it you ordered? It was up there. Oh, my God. I was laughing.
What?
Some movie. It was like a public domain version or something you ordered. It came in. It was like $6 or something.
It doesn't mean I bought it. I just
ordered it. One of them movies.
No, it wouldn't have been no public domain movie.
Yeah, which one was it? Damn it, I can't remember.
One of those. All that public domain stuff, like those star creatures, I always get those at half-price books because Alpha puts them out usually, and you can pick them up for $2.
Yeah.
That's why I usually don't, usually a lot of times if you see something like that comes in, it's usually I don't know who the distributor is at the time when I order it. So I usually just will order it, and then whatever comes in, I'll look and see if it's the right one or the one that I want. If it's not, I just won't buy it.
What'd you order up there? I can't remember what it was now. I'm a dork. It was. I think it was. I think if I remember right, it was.
What, recently?
Yeah, it was.
I ordered Cannibal Girl.
Messiah of Evil, I think.
Well, I ordered Messiah of Evil for Pete.
Yeah, but that isn't the right one. It's like terrifying. It's like the old. It's like a public domain VHS dub. Remember, they have a good
version.
Well,
I got, because Code Red put out the good version.
They did have it right over there in the aisle.
I bought that version.
Did you already buy that one?
And that's what when she called and left a message on my voicemail, she said, yeah, we have your copy of Messiah of Evil. So I called her back, and I said, well, can you tell me how much it is? She goes, oh, yeah, it's $8.99. I was like, well, I paid $14.99 for mine. So I knew right then it wasn't the right version. And I was going to, if it was, I was going to be extremely pissed because I had just paid like $6 more for my version. But I ordered Pete a copy of Cannibal Girls. I ordered Pete a copy of Slithus, and I ordered Pete a copy of Messiah of Evil. So that's probably what all that stack. And then I ordered you a copy of Cannibal Girls, but then you said you picked it up already. So I'll just go ahead and pick it up and throw it to the shelf out there. That way somebody else won't have to order it already.
Since
I have to do the ordering for fucking Hastings now.
Well, when the plant shuts down, you can put an application in there.
Yeah, when I lose my job in 2 years, I'll just become a fucking movie orderer for Hastings. So
someone needs to do it.
But
whoever's been doing it lately kind of sucks.
You know. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Tracy Morgan friggin' movies. That movie, the Sunday movie. What's that? What is a Sunday? First they had Friday, then next Friday, and now this is a Sunday one. You know what sucks? Why are those on Blu-ray? Why?
You want to know something that really sucks? You go up there now, and they've got like 6 copies of Dolls. They've got like 6-7 copies of all these MGM titles. Why?
They probably got them cheap.
Because MGM's bankrupt. They just filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so they're trying to get rid of all their stock, and they're dumping it for cheap. And everybody's picking it up for nothing and flooding the shelves with it. But it's just the selection lately is just horrible. I mean, I used to be able to go there and just stand there thinking you'd have like 20 different movies in your hands going, well, I want to get this or do I want to get this or do I want to come off? If I don't buy this now, will it be here, when I come back?
8 copies of popcorn in your hand.
Yeah. I wish I had 8 copies of popcorn in my hand.
That movie.
I wish I had 8 copies of popcorn and about 20 copies of the Green Spine Swamp Thing in my hand.
Mm. Adrian Barbeau.
I have that. I have one copy of that, but I do have it. What's the big deal with that movie?
Tits.
Boobs.
There's about 5 minutes straight shot of her tits.
And well, there's also a couple of gore scenes, I think.
Well, the big thing was the tit shot. Supposedly, when they released it, it was released back to its original form. Mm-hmm. When you get the full view. Because in the cut version, you just get to see like some side boobage. But in the green spine version, there's actually a full frontal where you get to see her chest like right out front. And supposedly when they released it some years ago, they threw that version out. And I guess some parent bought it for their kid thinking it was going to be the same version that they seen on TV. And when she's sitting there for like 5 straight minutes, you know, full tit, I guess they decided to pull it. Well, it was the same way with Clown House.
Can you get a bootleg of it? Are they going for crazy money?
No, I've got it.
Clown House got yanked fast, though.
Well,
Swamp Thing got out for a while.
Clown House.
Yeah, but it was a little different story.
Clown House got yanked. Then it got re-released.
Pedophilia.
I heard it never got re-released.
Yeah, it did, because I ended up... Well, see, the thing about it was when that group of movies was released, we had gone out... Where did we go? We went to... what was that video store we went to?
That family video?
No, it was the one in that mall. The wasn't Hollywood at Home. What was the other video place that had all the crazy movies that used to be in the mall?
Hollywood at Home?
No.
So many options.
Anyway, when MGM had done that big release, I had picked up majority of all the titles. That's when Raw Meat came out. That's when... I think Killer Clowns from Outer Space and all those came out. But anyway, we searched. We found all of them but Clown House. So I was like, well, why in the hell can't I find Clown House? Got on the internet, blah, 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 and said it was pulled. Well, they were selling for like $100 a copy on eBay.
Right.
No way in hell I'm spending $100. Well, Tim informed me of the backstory and the reason why Clown House was pulled, blah, 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 blah.
So about I still don't know if there's any justification for it. It's just more bullshit.
About a year later... I'm just tooling around all the computer. It's like, well, we'll type in Clown House.
Well, didn't
House
two
again.
Or three of the actors come out and say one of them was kind of what it was?
One of them did, but I'm not even sure if that really happened or what the hell went on.
You probably didn't get paid or something.
Probably.
Well, like I said, a year later, I get on the internet and I'm back on eBay, so I type in Clown House. Copies are selling for $10 a piece. So I'm like, well, hell, if they're selling for $10 a piece, I'm going to grab a copy. It's better than 100. So I buy a copy. 2 weeks later, I get on eBay again. They're like back up to $100 a copy. So supposedly they had released them, or you know, there had been copies that had gotten out or something. But anyway, they were making their rounds. So
yeah, I don't think they ever got an actual release. I think what happened was some of those people just didn't know what they had, and they had just ordered them and pre-ordered them and got their order in. So they had 10 or 15 of them sitting around. They didn't know what they were. A lot of people weren't up on the market. They didn't realize, because the guy I bought it from, he had no idea what he had in his store. He was just like, yeah, man, I got those in. I was like, $10, I'll take it. Because that was the retail on it.
Right.
$9.99. And you know what? Beautiful quality, man. Gorgeous quality. Right. That's a great
And
I've movie.
Actually, and I rented it on VHS before it was ever released on DVD. Well, of course. Because I've got it, you know, at home, you know, when I used to rent, you know, videotapes and record them onto blanks, you know, I've still got it, you know, where I scratched the title, you know, just, you know, watching it. But yeah, it's just one of those deals that, you know, one of those fluke deals where it gets pulled for some odd reason and it skyrockets. But
I gotta tell you what, that I really, really like that movie.
It's creepy as fuck. Yeah,
those clowns are great. The cinematography is, it looks like a John Carpenter movie. Yeah. Man, they did a fantastic job with the music. It's creepier than hell. That movie keeps you going from the beginning to the end. It's not one boring minute.
No.
I think the kids' fear of the director probably came out pretty good.
Ah, why you got to be like that? We don't know the truth.
Do it right, Billy.
People are probably clueless right now what we're talking about.
He's a pederast.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, supposedly it was...
Take your pants
It
down,
was subjected
Billy.
That the director of the film Clown House was having... Inappropriate Oral. Relations with the young male
actor. He also directed
actor.
Jeepers Creepers and Powder. And,
right.
Yeah, a bunch and of things. And those guys seem to
And
think
look
it was
at the
okay.
second one. It was a sausage fest.
Well, yeah, maybe he's maybe there was you know what? Maybe he's gay everywhere. And they just wanted to be mean to him. You know, everyone hates gay people nowadays.
So, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, but like I said, that's just what we've heard. So rather than have
he
you guys sitting there clueless
me,
whether Tom. What we were talking about, that's
he
what
touched
it was.
Me.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is, man. Just movie-wise.
Nobody ever said that about John Waters.
Well, John Waters never hit it. He just came out and said, here it is, accept it.
Take your pants off, Divine. We're gonna have a doggy poo party. Get more eggs. We got two more shoots.
So, good times.
John Waters.
John Waters is good.
I wonder what a John Waters horror movie would be like. Like a serial mom.
Yeah, it's not really a horror movie, though. Yeah. Horrible in spot. Yeah, I kind of liked it.
It was good.
But I like all of his movies, even though they're awful.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Demon with Cameron Mitchell?
It's a little slow for me, to be honest, man. It's a little slow for me. Yeah. It's not gory enough. And it's because those kind of movies, if you're going to make a slasher movie, it needs to have some gore. Just like giallos that don't have good killings. What's the point of making it then? Right.
You seen Skeleton Man with Michael Rooker?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What'd you think of that?
I loved it.
Casper Van Dien, though.
I loved it.
I know. I liked it, too, but Casper Van Dien.
The bow and arrow with the helicopter?
My thing with Casper Van Dien, though, is you can kind of make it through it if you pretend like he's another actor.
Vin Diesel.
No, don't pretend like he's Vin Diesel. I couldn't get through it then. I can't stand Vin Diesel.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go. We can do that. Yeah, but Vin Diesel's just...
Wasn't he in... Rogue? What was the alligator flick he was in?
I don't know, but Rogue was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
Rogue. I don't remember Vin Diesel being in that.
He was in one of the Rogue came out, and then the other. There was another.
I liked Casper Van Dien for a while, and I don't know what happened, but he started just making bad choices. But I liked him in Starship Troopers. I thought he could be a great Captain America. Actually,
yeah, I don't know what. Have you seen the stills from the new Captain America?
I don't want to get started because you know why, dude.
God.
Why can't they just give him? You know, the only good thing about that movie in the what was it 90-91 they did the Captain America movie. The only good thing about it was the suit looked just like the comics. I love the suit.
Man,
and I like the Red Skull. But did you?
I haven't seen any stills of the Red Skull. I don't know if they're keeping.
And they haven't. They've kept him hidden. But did you? Now, if you remember that one from the 90s, there you'll remember it started out great. We were loving it, comic book fans. Then all of a sudden, Captain America wasn't in 90 minutes of the movie, and then all of a sudden he put the suit on in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes were great. All that melodrama in between. What? That espionage shit. It wasn't Mission Impossible, guys. What the hell was
and
that
if you
about?
You don't know who Captain America is.
What about that Fantastic Four they did in the 90s? That was great.
That was beautiful.
I loved it because it's trash.
Just give me my fucking Deadpool movie already. Quit fucking around. Give me my Deadpool movie and we'll just call this shit done. Quit fucking around with all this shit like Preacher and all this other crap nobody wants to see. Trying to be some avant-garde fucking flick maker. Nobody wants to see that. You know, nobody wanted to see Jonathan X or whatever the fuck that fiasco was
Weapons
either.
Weapons X.
We don't need to see Ghost Rider.
Hugh Jackman.
I like Ghost Rider. I love that movie except for the villain.
Yeah.
The villain.
Isn't there a new one coming out?
Yeah, and it looks a lot better. But the villain in Ghost Rider was supposed to be that demon with the spikes sticking out, that Blackthorn demon, remember?
Yeah.
In the comics. He was cool. Well, that didn't happen, so...
Down the shitter it goes.
Anyway, what about Ruby? You watched Ruby with Piper Laurie.
I didn't like it, man. I love Piper Laurie, but it was a shit fest right there.
Boring.
You know, how many times I got to see the dead old man get gunned down by the gangsters? I'm like, you know, let's fucking go somewhere.
In slow-mo?
At first, it was like, started out cool. I'm like, fucking old school drive-in, nice setup, you know, and then just fucking drags, and she's getting shit hammered drunk in every scene and babbling about her old man. I'm like, come on, Piper. Stick somebody in a closet. Make that bitch make her pay.
Basically, some of the stuff I've got, I got some stuff from BCI that I haven't really had time to watch yet. But basically, it's just the stuff that I listed that came out a couple of weeks ago. Horror of the Black Museum, which I've seen. The Headless Ghost, Blood and Black Lace, Kiss of the Tarantula, Swamp of the Ravens, I Eat Your Skin. Also, on the remake talk, children shouldn't play with dead things.
I don't want to hear about that.
Why?
I like the original.
Yeah,
it's
Bob
awful,
Clark,
but I love it.
I mean, why do we need to remake? Quit remaking shit.
Why don't you guys come up with one
new see there's
idea?
Another Howling movie coming out?
I actually
Aren't
did
you
not.
Excited about that?
Did we ever discuss the reason why? Did I ever bring that up any time when we was talking about horror films? Like, why instead of remaking films... Why don't they just take the original 35 millimeter prints, go in, clean them up, and then resubmit them in theaters? For one, you've already got
3D.
You've already got all your back stock out into the stores.
I got to tell you one of the problems with that. One of the problems with that is the generation of today has the most insane short attention span. If it's not edited like MTV, shaky cam, bunch of crap, if they feel like they're watching something from 10 years ago, they get that weird, freaky attitude. It's old. Well, you know what? We sound like old codgers that we used to get mad at when we were kids, but the truth is, they knew how to make films in the 70s and 80s. The people now...
We sound like our parents.
Well, yeah, but the people now...
You know.
There's a difference, though. Our parents were actually kind of wrong because the new generation of filmmakers were pushing the envelope of the creative talent.
Right.
The guys today are coming off of commercials that don't have a clue how to shoot a film, and they think style is shaking the camera. Well, right. It's not style. As a matter of fact, you got kicked out of film school for that crap when I was there. They're not allowed to shake the camera, and if you do, you're lame.
But you've already got all your poster art done. It's done. Your film's already there. So, I mean, I'm sure you'd probably take a quarter of the money that you spend to remake a fiasco like Friday the 13th or any of that crap that's come out lately. You know, and I'm sure you could probably go in, lighten everything up, make it look a little cleaner, make all your prints, get all your prints and shit out, and still have money left over to do your advertising.
Well, there's some good new directors. They just happen to be French and Japanese.
Well, the Japanese stuff by far has me.
I don't like the French films too much, but I like a handful. Yeah. The guy who did Inside, I think, is real talented.
Great. Calvert.
Did you see that the blockbuster version of Inside is cut, and it's the only place that you'll find it cut? They had to cut it just for Blockbuster, and Dimension gave them, without the filmmaker's involvement, they gave them a cut version, and it's missing like 18 minutes or some ungodly amount of violence out of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that was what I originally seen was the cut version.
It's awful.
Because I picked up the uncut, and I mean, that whole finale.
It's like Dead Alive the first time
unreal,
I saw that.
It, man. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, it was just so that gory. Lighting and the setup.
Exactly. I told my friend, get this movie, so he got it at Blockbuster. It was a cut version.
Yeah, I could.
Dude, it was missing a whole half hour. Yeah,
I could
that
see that.
That whole ending. It was gone.
But the Japanese stuff is by far just...
That's out there and kick ass. Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I'm tired of those
Korean
ghosts. I'm
the
like,
Koreans.
You know what? Just go down and just try out a lot of different Asian horror titles. Some of them you may not like, but 9 out of 10 times I like it.
I'm not big on the whole ghost thing. I like the real over exaggerated blood.
I think that's why I like the Korean stuff crazy. A little more, is they're not so obsessed with the ghost, you know? They're
Yeah, we have to give credit where credit's due. They made ghosts creepy again. I mean, we were getting pretty
lame
ghosts.
Yeah, man, when The Grudge came out,
that's a great
that
movie.
That was a great movie in the theater.
You know what? I'm talking even the original Japanese Ju-on.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was a
yeah,
great
yeah.
movie. That played in, actually, of all places, over in Chinatown in San Francisco, and it did gangbuster business, yeah. And it was scary as hell.
And what
do
you make that movie for? Like $100,000?
Yeah, it was like, well, they'd made the, yeah, and then after those, they did the TV versions, and now they've done, I really want to see the latest two they've done. Because they went back and did two more now for theaters.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Is it just me or is November just always slow for horror films?
Well, to be honest, the entire 2010 has been slow for horror films, really.
Yeah, but I mean, even the stuff that comes out in stores, like right around Halloween, just seems minimal now. And just, gotta remember going into Kmart
here,
and stuff.
But not in other cities. I was just telling you, when I was in Florida, man, it was Halloween heaven, man. Every store was packed full of horror movies and Halloween stuff. See, we don't have movie stops here, but they're getting ready to put some in. You're going to shit. Movie stops are great. They're like Hastings, only there's even more horror movies.
Oh, really?
The whole new release wall that you
Bigger
see like at Blockbuster,
stock?
That's all horror. The whole outside wall is full of horror.
Good, maybe I can get a job there.
Come on, movie stop. Hire me.
But, dude, it's a great store, and it was Halloween hell. Anywhere you went.
But no, I mean, usually like up in St. Joe, like usually the Kmarts, usually have a fairly decent array of horror films, you know, around Halloween. And a lot of times it's more the off-the-wall stuff, like Frankenstein's Daughter, you know, Killer Shrews, you know, a lot of the old black. But this year they didn't. They had, like, Halloween. They had the remake, Dawn
Bride
of the
of
Dead.
Chucky.
You know, it was just a typical, you know, bullshit bourgeois crap that's just typical filler. And I'm just like, is it really? I mean, is this all I'm getting, you know? And not that I would have bought it, but it's just kind of interesting to go in and see what they got, you know. Maybe once in a while you see something, you're like, oh, wow, you know, and pick
it up. Well, they did have the cool box set that was in there,
the what?
The Tracy Morgan Spooktacular.
Tracy Morgan Spooktacular. But jeez, I don't know.
You guys.
It was just, I don't know. I didn't do nothing for Halloween, I must say. I had to work, so.
That sucks when that happens, man. I got to do something. Shit.
Fucking wore out anyway.
I took my kids trick-or-treating.
I turned out the lights and watched horror movies until I passed out on the couch, and I woke up and I went to work the next day.
There you go.
AMC had the, or was it Turner that had the full-blown Vincent Price marathon going on?
That was Turner had that. I actually did sit and watch Halloween 3 with my girlfriend. She did enjoy it quite a bit.
It's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Great movie.
It's actually probably one of my top 20 favorite horror films of all time.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's weird because I remember watching that the first couple times I watched it. I think I must have just been expecting the same-o. But now, yeah, it's definitely up there. It's one of my favorites.
That happens a lot in retrospect, but I saw, like, one of the things that just really made me mad is the prequel of The Thing. Instead of coming up with a new title, they're going to call it The Thing. And I'm trying to get them to, I've been writing them letters saying, please, it's not, they haven't decided, they haven't done any print material or anything. I'm begging you, don't call it The Thing, because when you do, John Carpenter's movie will be gone from every store in this country. People keep saying, well, what's the problem? You still got the original. No, because with the exception of Psycho, once you have a new one, the stores only carry that new one. It's harder and harder to get the original Friday the 13th. It's harder to get the original Texas Chainsaw or the original Amityville Horror. It's right. Harder to get the original Hills Have Eyes. Try. Go and try. You're going to have
that's,
the new
and that's
shit.
A great enough story that you know it's going to do good in the theaters.
Well, yeah, it is. So, but just change the title, the thing, some kind of prequel title, or come up with something different, or, you know, something new.
It came from beneath the ice.
Just do something else. Because, look, don't name it the same name. And Blockbuster's getting rid of all their copies of The Thing on Blu-ray for $8 and $10. And I'm going, why? Well, you know, if they're making room. They get rid of classics like that. And yet still sitting there are these movies I was bitching about, like Friday and the next Friday. And those don't even rent.
Well, look at Hollywood Video, man. When they were clearing out all that space for the... Got to make room for the Blu-ray and the... And the DVDs, and they were clearing out their VHS.
The classic stuff.
And they were getting rid of shit that's never been released on DVD. You're never going to be able to find that now.
Right.
Well, that's what eBay's for, I guess, gentlemen. We got about 2 minutes left.
Fuck the MCC.
Unfortunately, another episode has passed. We will venture out to the streets once again to wage war against those who fail us.
We will click our clacks.
Bringing you the best and the worst, and the forbidden and the favorites in the horror world.
I'm telling you, that pinhead keeps moving. That son of a bitch ain't sleeping. Pinhead. Fucker's nails keep twisting.
Chucklehead, more like it.
Hey, he's going to get you with that box.
He ain't going to get me with shit.
Fucking around.
So, everybody, we'll join you again next week. If anybody has any questions, comments, or ideas, you can email me at morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com. And I will read your questions and try to answer your questions on the air. There are 3 questions located on the interview with J.D. Ferguson. If you can answer any one of those 3 questions, email me at morehorrorthanhorror@hotmail.com. And I will send you a copy of either Dark Knight of the Scarecrow, Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, or Dark Star. See you next week.